This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I like that film, huh? It's Tuesday, the 16th of June. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, two of the smartest people on the planet. And if you don't believe that, ask them. They'll be happy to tell you about that.
We'll vouch for each other.
Yes, that's true. All right, well, let's see what this hour feels like. We're putting the day together here. What has come to pass in the last 24 hours or so, if you haven't been clued in, we're here to clue you in, because if nothing else, we are clued. You know, they talk about some people being clueless. We are clued in. And I think we sound fabulous, frankly. We're all friends here. Let's get to the matter at hand, Jennifer. I have given you carte blanche to start with anything you would like to talk about.
Then you should have told me that at the beginning. I would have.
Well, I was hoping you'd talk about today being National Fudge Day.
Well, I would have, or the Tiger King or something like that. But since we are...
Oh, is there new Tiger King news?
No, but I'd make some up just for fun.
Fake news.
Just to get us on a good foot.
Right.
No, but there is a bill that is going to be signed, or an executive order, probably more appropriate, to be signed today in the Rose Garden. President Trump is going to address the nation on police reforms and give a speech about racial tensions in the country. He's preparing to sign an executive order that will create a system for tracking police misconduct, incentivize officer training, and send social workers on some nonviolent police calls, primarily when they're dealing with drug addiction and homelessness. That was what was leaked out of the White House as part of the stipulation for when social workers will go with police officers. He said that the order would be very comprehensive. This is a response to unrest, of course, and the killing of George Floyd, which sort of tipped this off. According to officials within the Trump administration, they said that some of these reforms could be pretty revolutionary, and the White House expects to have bipartisan support on these, including not just from politicians, but from police representatives who will attend the ceremony and some of the victims' families that will also be in attendance. So you've got law enforcement, victims' families. He said, you'll never solve this problem by demonizing police. Instead, we do a better job fixing it. I think one of the things, the tracking of officer misconduct is something I think that we, at the very basis of all of this, can agree on. Right now, the reason that there is so much trouble extrapolating numbers and you have people making arguments from whatever side of the aisle they're standing on is because there's really not a national database of of tracking police crimes and tracking the violence perpetrated on police and the violence perpetrated by police. No one's really counting this on a national level, and I was shocked to find that out, and I didn't find that out until last week. And so everybody has their own broad sense of interpreting what the numbers mean, but everybody's kind of using whatever metrics might fit their own narrative. And I mean from all walks, all sides of this. Mm-hmm. So I think to have a national database that will track misconduct, and I hope just track everything, because it seems like we need to be tracking policing in the country no matter what. So that's one of the things that I think is good. Incentives also for training officers would require that police departments meet certification standards in order to get federal funds. So that means that they would teach de-escalation techniques. They would ban chokeholds, except in situations where deadly force is absolutely necessary, according to a second official who is familiar with this. I also think that they are going to talk about body cameras and probably, as part of the stipulation, make sure that all forces are compliant with body cameras so that they're up and operational on all police officers, which is just smart. It's smart for the victims and it's smart for the officers so that there's actually an account as to what happens. As far as social workers go, the social workers would accompany police specifically when homeless people and those with mental health and addiction issues are being scrutinized. So this would be about having someone else there to help de-escalate, because we've heard so many stories where people who have mental illness or are high on something, they react when they see the officer, and then the officer reacts to that reaction, and then we end up in a tragedy. I mean, we just saw it happen in Atlanta where a drunk guy was, talking to police for 40 minutes and then somehow ended up dead. And so now I think having maybe that extra help will be good. The only thing I worry about is that this slows down police response time. And for someone who lives in an area where there are a lot of homeless people and addiction issues and things, and they can be dangerous situations, I hope that we don't have to wait for a police officer and a social worker to come together to respond, because that seems like it would slow things down.
So did you see the new footage released by the attorney for George Floyd's family? Shows one of the officers, this is from the police camera, I guess, or is anything else. The bystanders that are taking pictures also of this in video. Apparently, at least one of the officers, it shows directly, is ignoring pleas from all the people standing around watching this. This is the height of arrogance, it seems to me. The police are there. There's a whole crowd around them. Why, this guy's killing him. What does he think? What in the world is this guy, this policeman, thinking as he's watching not only...
Honestly, it's why I believe this was calculated, and it was about something, because he wasn't responding to those people. He didn't look emotional. He looked like he knew exactly what he was doing. He put his face in the exhaust pipe. He put his foot on his neck, and had no expression on his face. And the other officer, who also has a lot of complaints against him and even paid off a settlement, this officer, former officer Tao or whatever his name is, he too looked like he was just like, you know, on a day at the park. He just was walking around. He didn't seem concerned. Now, the other officers, who we really couldn't get a good glimpse of their face, one of them has come out through his attorney and said that he actually said, hey, we need to roll him over. It was only a second day on the job. Now, that's not an excuse, because I think any of us after 9 minutes may go, I don't care about the job. We got to get this guy off the neck. But he asked him, he said, shouldn't we turn him over? And this was his training officer. The training officer said, no, we shouldn't turn him over.
Flip him over because he was choking him so he could get air.
Physically and move him.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it's just, we're going to find out more
about what
the other
two. I don't think those two guys are guilty. I think the other two, there's two guilty
as
hell.
It's going to be harder for the other two to be proven guilty, that's for sure. But even the people watching on the body cam footage, they actually called for backup because they knew what was happening wasn't supposed to happen, but the backup didn't get there in time.
No. So, the New York Times has published an op-ed calling for the total abolition of police. I mean, not that you wouldn't expect something crazy like this to come out of the New York Times, the editorial board anyway, but the idea of abolishing. So, okay, here we're giving you an idea. Is there a second part to this that says this is what we do instead? Or is this just another day at the park, we bash the police and let's get rid of them? Now, see, this is what part of the responsibility here. If you're going to come up with an idea, and I think it's a good idea, to reorganize public service across the board, the police, school department, Department of Public Works, every community should be looking at the services that they, the taxpayers, are paying for. And because they are paying for it, they ought to have what they want. Not what somebody tells them they need to have or have to have, but what they want. That should be the move across the country, not superficial ways. I mean, I don't know about the law that Trump signed yesterday. That's a stab in the dark. Maybe it'll work. Maybe
it
won't.
Today.
Yeah, okay. So, but the legislation, if it is requiring change, needs to be thorough. If you think all of this stuff is going to stop just because of a few light-handed moves to try to put your finger in the dike, wrong. This is the summer of discontent. This goes back to, I feel it. I remember what it was like in 1968 and 69. This is the same, if not more so. Because of the COVID thing, makes people even more hyper. So you're going to see a lot of people, and justifiably so in my mind, demanding change. We should be demanding it because the country's not running well. Not any aspect, whether it's the federal, the state level, local level, everything is a mess. And it's time that we have a way to put an end to this, you know, we're being outrageously taxed and not getting any services for it. I don't want to tell you what I pay in taxes, real estate taxes, but it's outrageous. And I'm not satisfied with anything. And there are plenty of people I know who are, I'm having a fight with the local, the conservation administrator because he's an idiot. And, you know, and the way that it's backed up and you got to work so hard to convince people to use some common sense, that's wrong. It's time we have people in government who are well paid, who are well educated, who like their job, and who will support the needs on a common sense and legal basis to get things done. Everything is, no, we can't do it now. We'll have to study it. And maybe it'll get done in 3 months. Meanwhile, there are a lot of things, injustices and things going on that are just plain wrong. So I'm for stirring the pot, frankly. And so that's kind of, all right, so we got that out of my, it's not just out of my chest, it's something I don't hear you two chiming in, but I think that there is, why wouldn't we want to really take advantage of the situation and do a thorough look?
I'm totally in favor of that. I don't have anything negative to say. I agree with you.
Yeah, I think everybody is willing to have the conversation, but the problem is, are the people who are hijacking the movement saying to dismantle and disband and have no other alternative to what policing is going to look like?
Because there'll be those people.
Society is,
well, that's why I said what I did.
Society
the New York
needs law
Times.
And order. Yeah, so if you don't have that, you don't have anything.
Well, we don't need to have them
but
doing all this
do
other stuff.
But we also need to remember, like Doug's saying, that cops work for us.
Of course.
We are the ones. And I think a lot, I think they forget that. I think police unions forget that.
Yeah,
very
unions.
Conveniently.
Oh, teachers unions too. Same thing.
All right. I feel like you throw out the union, you get rid of half the trouble.
I agree.
I agree.
I think we can all agree on that. Yep.
All right. So pepper spray. Let me just, before you have to go, Jennifer. The Secret Service admitted it used pepper spray on the protest in the White House last week. And now in L.A., the superintendent recommends ending the use of pepper spray there.
In D.C., this is for
spray.
Trump's photo op in front of the church.
Yeah.
But there were people in the crowd who had video of this who said, I was standing here, I wasn't doing anything violent, I was peacefully protesting, and I got hit with pepper spray. And then the initial reports were, oh, no, they lied, it wasn't pepper spray. Well, no, the
no,
Secret
Service
lied.
They were hit with, they said they were lit, they were with tear gas. And the Park Service and the National Guard that was in there, they all came out and said, no, we did not use tear gas. Now the Secret Service is saying we used pepper spray, but that was because they were being pelted by bottles and, like, people were throwing junk at them. And so they got them out of there. The ones who stayed behind that were violent were kind of trying to get into an altercation.
So this guy in Los Angeles.
There was video of it. It's not a good look when our government is lying about what they're doing during protests.
I don't think there was any lying. There were smoke canisters. They talked. I mean, everybody went through this. Every single
group of people who were in there.
Well, because the Park Service and the National Guard didn't use pepper spray or tear gas.
Can we go one step further?
Yeah.
It's being used in schools in Los Angeles.
Sure.
Pepper spray.
Yeah. And,
really?
And yes.
For what? Under what circumstances?
Here's the thing. LA Unified Schools are not exactly peaceful places. I think everybody has in mind, like, every kid sitting in class with their hands folded. It's not quite LA Unified. My mom's had race riots on her campus a few times when she was teaching. She's had all sorts of stabbings. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes on college campuses. They have to arm the school police with something, and in most cases they are not armed with a gun. So in most cases this is their only way to defend themselves and to try to neutralize the situation. Whether you think it's right or not, I don't think anybody wants to see a kid's pepper sprayed, but certainly if it's a kid who's knifing another kid, you might want to see him use it. This is a tough one because especially high school campuses in LA Unified, they're not, you know, rosy and the birds chirping and everybody's going to school. It's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And obviously overuse is a problem, but certainly taking away the ability of a school peace officer to keep the peace is going to also be a problem.
Have we turned the corner, though, is the under the circumstance? We're more conscious now. Is that the first step to fixing some of this stuff? I hope that is the case. General Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here on the DJV program at 21 after the hour.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Backup singer for Katy Perry. What do you think? Yes or no?
Definitely not.
Really? That's kind of prejudicial. It's a music time. 23
yes, because I have ears and they work, and so I'm prejudiced against things that are tone deaf.
Really?
Yes.
You're accusing me of singing in a tone deaf style. Is that what I'm to take away from that conversation?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Really? Katy Perry. And the Black Eyed Peas are going to headline Rock the Vote live stream. This will be kind of interesting. We're going to pay more attention. Rock the Vote started when? That's been around for a long time,
like in
right?
the 90s.
Yeah, I think I remember back that far. Anyway, so Katy Perry, Black Eyed Peas, they want to... this is the first event of its Democracy Summer campaign for this year. It's a two-hour virtual concert taking place this Thursday, 8 o'clock Eastern, on democracysummer.org. democracysummer.org, and also on Democracy Summer's Facebook page and YouTube page. The event will also feature performances from Neo. He was on Match Game the other night. What an interesting dude he is. Big Frida, is that how you say it? Is that
Frida.
How you pronounce it?
Big Frida.
Frida. Mm-hmm. So you don't pronounce the A. I mean, the I in there. Big Frida, Lucy Hale, Skylar Austin. Concert marks the first live stream event hosted by Rock the Vote since it was founded. Here's the answer to your question or my question. Virgin Records America started this, Richard Branson in essence. 1990 was the year to increase voter turnout among young adults. And that, it kind of worked. I remember it didn't work easily, but it was good conscious stuff. Although the ongoing China pandemic has disrupted in-person voting efforts across the country. The protests surrounding the police killing of George Floyd have mobilized young voters, with 100,000 new voters registering by Rock the Vote this past week. That's pretty significant, huh? 100,000 new voters.
I used it to register to vote in New Jersey because I was registered in New York. So yeah. I used the Rock the Vote site. Yeah, it was great. They make it really easy to just figure out what your deadline is, where your forms are. So it's great.
Good. All right, so that's good to know. Very helpful. You don't have to be a young kid to use it. In other words, you could be Victoria's age and use
Thanks.
It.
Thanks. Yep. Be an old lady.
No, Nancy. Fancy Nancy is the older person in your family. All right, here's something that I never would have thought I would say. Penny Lane, yes, of Beatles fame, is going to be, or at least there's a consideration being given to renaming it, according to the mayor of Liverpool. Last week, 4 road signs bearing the name Penny Lane have been sprayed over with the word racist painted over the signs. Apparently the signs were painted that way because somebody thinks that Penny Lane was named after a slave trader named James Penny. According to the BBC, Liverpool's James Penny transported slaves in the late 1700s. If it is as a direct consequence of that road being called Penny Lane because of James Penny, then that needs to be investigated, says the mayor. Something needs to happen. I would say that sign in the road may well be in danger of being renamed. Still, evidence seems thin that this is the case. Liverpool's International Slavery Museum said that it wasn't sure that the street was named for Penny at all, and a tour guide told the BBC, quote, "We've researched it. It has nothing to do with slavery. James Penny was a slave trader, but he had nothing to do with Penny Lane." The mayor aims to do some research himself into the origins of the name and then take action if a link is found. I suppose that's a sign of the times, right? It seems.
Yeah, but I hope not. I hope. I understand it if they need to rename it, or if it is connected to slavery, but if it's, I hope it's not.
Yeah, because Penny Lane is Penny Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, think about it for a second. Not only the song.
It's a piece of music history.
Exactly. Right. That's where the studios are. It just is, you know, so much about Liverpool. I'd never been to one place in England. I've never been to Liverpool. But
same
when
here.
I saw,
yep. Never
yeah,
been.
The it was very interesting to see that James, what's his face's karaoke with
James Corden. Yeah,
Corden. Yeah, that was a great show. 28 after the hour.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus Bolster Pillows, Neck Pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is scheduled to sign an executive order on police reforms today. He said yesterday he'll offer up some solutions in a comprehensive order that's about justice and safety. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms making some changes after the questionable police shooting death of a black suspect last Friday evening in a Wendy's parking lot there. The mayor yesterday issuing several orders, including that officers have a duty to intervene if they see another officer using excessive force.
Our police officers are to be guardians and not warriors.
The FCC is investigating a huge T-Mobile network outage that affected customers coast to coast yesterday. They say the outage is unacceptable. T-Mobile says voice and texting services have now been restored. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Could this be a year without Major League Baseball? Well, the Players Association says they are disgusted after League Commissioner Rob Manfred reversed course yesterday on some comments he had made earlier about the league's chances to have a 2020 season. Manfred saying yesterday he is no longer confident there will be one. Just a week ago, he declared baseball would be, quote, unequivocally played this year. The association and MLB owners have failed to agree, though, on a proposal to begin the season after its coronavirus shutdown. Scientists at the University of Nottingham are estimating there could be more than 30 civilizations of intelligent life in our Milky Way galaxy. The civilizations would all be at minimum about 17,000 light years away from us, though, which would make them practically impossible to communicate with using our current technology. Though perhaps they have better technology, the estimate is based on the assumption that life forms in the same way and in the same time frame as it does here on Earth. The European Space Agency's NASA-launched Solar Orbiter made its first relatively close pass of the sun yesterday, getting as close as 48 million miles from it. That's about halfway between the Earth and the sun, but the closest that a man-made orbiter has ever passed by the big star. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Driving you to a place that's better, or maybe driving you to drink. I'm not sure. We have all kinds of things that happen to people that spend a lot of time listening to this program. It's the DJV Show. Victoria Keelan is here. I'm Doug Steffen. It's National Fudge Day. I wasn't kidding about that before. When somebody says, "Oh, fudge!" I don't know too many people who say that anymore. It's usually the O, something else that begins with an F. Like the Slinky, maybe the Post-it note, potato chips, penicillin. Fudge is believed to have been a mistake. Good Lord, really? According to the story, a confectioner flubbed while trying to make caramel, but ended up creating something that is just as tasty. In my reckoning, fudge also has historical ties to female scholars in the late 19th and early 20th century, when recipes for it spread like wildfire among students at women's colleges like Vassar and Wellesley and Smith. One student made 30 pounds of the stuff for the Vassar senior auction in 1890. Wow, imagine that. What a, that's like heaven. 30
I don't know
pounds
how to make
fudge.
I've never made it before. I love it, but I've never made it before. Yeah, yeah, I'll have to dig up a recipe and I'll send you some.
Okay, good.
That'll be I don't nice. Like I'll it with nuts it. In it, though. I will say
nope.
that.
No,
nope.
I don't either. Yeah. Too many people put too much nuts. Keep
I don't
it
like
pure.
Nuts and brownies either.
No, I don't either. You and I are so much. We agree on so many things, Victor. Isn't it fabulous? Yeah. All right, what's the story with Albert Wilson? I want to know who he is and what the story is.
Well, if you're on social media and you're seeing hashtag free Albert Wilson, here's the reason why. This is a case that's back in the focus, and for good reason. So what happened was, and there's the Black Lives Matter movement is involved in this now. A lot of celebrities, professional athletes, a lot of people are bringing this case back into the main focus. This took place in Wichita, Kansas. Albert Wilson was back in 2017. He was 20 years old. He was at a bar that was supposed to be an 18 and over bar. He met a girl who was white. He's black. She was white. She was 17. She lied. She said she was 18. Wow. They met at this club which is actually part of the University of Kansas. It's like the Jayhawk Cafe. So they were there. This was September of 2016. So they meet in the club, they like each other, they start kissing in the club. He lived nearby on campus or near campus. They went back to his house for a few minutes, then returned to the bar. People saw them come back into the bar. Everything seemed to be fine. The next day, I don't know why, but she decided to go to the police and get a rape kit. The rape kit came back negative and said that the only DNA that was found on her body was saliva on her neck and chest where Albert Wilson admitted that's where he was kissing her. And so this went to trial for rape. Based on that alone, and an all-white jury, and this 20-year-old black guy was sentenced to 12 years in prison.
For kissing a white girl in the neck.
Well, he was convicted of rape, even though the rape kit showed that there was no rape. And there was no other DNA evidence, no sign of struggle, nothing. And so this case is now obviously being brought to the forefront again because a lot of cases, and he didn't have a lawyer. He had legal, the legal aid, the local whatever, the free legal aid. And again, the all-white jury, mostly female. And so they're now saying that he deserves a new trial. How anyone can be convicted of rape when the rape kit shows that there was no rape, it's basically this girl's word against his. And so he admitted that they had gone back. He told the same story that she did, except she says that he raped her and he says that he didn't. And so this entire case became, on the local level, obviously for good reason, very controversial. And so he now has lawyers that because people have raised money for him. So now he has new lawyers who have said that this was not only a complete lack of evidence, but his teachers testified on his behalf, saying how they held him in such high regard. His fellow students, both black and white, testified on his behalf. But still, it didn't help, and he was still convicted and sentenced to 12 years in prison. Now, this is where it gets extra horrible. Also in the news, and a lot of people are finding these cases and posting them on social media, which is why it's getting so much attention now. A white man in North Dakota, right around the same time as Albert Wilson, was sentenced to 12 years for essentially making out with a white woman who was 17. She was underage. So the part of it is that. He said he didn't know she was underage. Part of that is, in North Dakota, and this is disgusting, a man who raped a three-month-old baby girl and broke her ribs. I know, but listen to this. He was sentenced to 4 years in jail. Yeah. Another Missouri man who molested an 11-year-old girl, he didn't get any jail time. He only got probation. A former Indiana University student who was convicted of two different rapes, he took a plea deal, and he only got 1 year of probation. All of those people I just mentioned are white. So this black man, Albert Wilson, got 12 years in jail, is currently serving a sentence of 12 years for kissing a white woman. Now, if you don't think that there is a major systemic problem with our justice system, then I don't know what planet you're living on and I don't know what country you're living in because this is what's really happening. And so this is why this is Albert Wilson's name is trending. And I hope that he does get a new trial because it's completely, it's a farce. It's an absolute farce.
I don't even know why he went to trial in the first place. Never mind a new trial. Why the heck did he get tried? Why did this even get to that level would be my question, frankly.
Is this a sign of what it's like to be in Wichita, Kansas?
Perhaps. Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah. Middle America, and lots of things, there are assumptions and there are things, it's like we say about people in Mississippi. I posted something silly about Kentucky and the COVID virus and families and stuff on my personal Facebook page the other day and got kind of slapped around for it, but nah, it was fun. My caption underneath it is, really? This is funny. And it was funny. One of the things we were talking about a few minutes ago was the Rock the Vote live stream event taking place this Thursday. Katy Perry and the Black Eyed Peas, et cetera, are going to headline that. This is necessary because the voter registration numbers have gone down dramatically because of the China virus. And the new report that came from the Center for Election Innovation found back in April, new voter registration in 11 states dropped by 70%, comparing it to 4 years ago. And because this year, all the safety measures and stuff, and the faulty voting machines, and the understaffed polling places, the lines at the polls keep some people from voting. Victoria, what?
I didn't say anything.
Oh. Anyway, so
I'm listening.
The whole business about Rock the Vote and the idea, no matter how you do it, how you get there, how it's done, register to vote. This is the fundamental freedom that we have in this country. People are denied it without good cause. There are some people that ought not to be voting, mostly illegal immigrants, have no business in the voting booth, have no business getting a driver's license, as far as I'm concerned. So the fact that they can register is an outrage. But the other side of it is there are a lot of people who are legitimately eligible to vote, and for whatever the reason, whether they're denied, it's difficult, all of the things, all of the above, it still needs to be something that we work hard on through this summer of discontent to get people to vote, so perhaps you have more of a say in situations that you don't like. That's the only way to get there, to get started anyway, is to be able to register to vote. So I congratulate anybody who's working to help people get themselves legitimately onto the voter rolls. Here's something for Father's Day that I'd like you to pay attention to. If you're looking for something really unique and you're thinking, well, it's the last minute, this is the last week before Father's Day, go to MyPillow.com. Look at the Giza sheets that are there. Elegant, fabulous sheets. What a perfect idea. Give your dad sheets for Father's Day. Great Egyptian cotton from Giza. The Nile River, for whatever the reason, creates ideal weather conditions, growing ideal cotton. That's what Mike Lindell decided to use for his Giza sheets. So you can have Giza dreams. It's a dream sheet. Comfortable, lovely, different colors. It's fabulous. Giza Dream Sheets by MyPillow, available now at the BOGO deal. Go to a radio listener special page at MyPillow.com. You'll see lots of testimonials as to how fabulous these sheets are. It's luxury personified, and now you can get two sets for the price of one. The BOGO deal, yours now for Father's Day. Get your dad some new sheets, or look at some of the other things that are there, but I think he'd really like these sheets. Check it out. Radio listener specials page. Use the DJV code when you're checking out at MyPillow.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
44 after the hour here on the DJV program. According to the National Association of Landscape Professionals, 79% of homeowners say their lawn is an important feature when they rent a home, they buy a home. I think that's very true. I think the lawn really sort of sets the stage. But then there are other things as well. In time for Father's Day, landscape contractor Sarah Bendrick has joined us to say, help us understand some ideas. Maybe Dad would do well to have a little support for his backyard jobs. Sarah, welcome to the DJV program. And tell us, in your mind, paint a picture for us for a second of the best yard you ever worked on.
Ooh, well, that's a great question, and thank you for having me.
Sure.
The best yard I've ever worked on. Honestly, I would have to say it was a combination of things. So a little bit of lawn, a very cool pathway where I took a bunch of bricks and I broke them all in half and then reset them to make, I called it my brick rainbow mosaic road. And they were all different colors. And then I filled it with DG and we re-poured the entrance with concrete. We did a fire pit and a barbecue. So it was a full all entertaining yard, which was awesome.
All right, very cool. Now, see, I got a picture of that in my mind. That was great. Very, very descriptive, word friendly. All right, so Father's Day is around the corner, and most of the dads that I know want to play around out in the yard and make the yard look great. So you have, I'm sure, some tips for creating a garden using eco-friendly means, which is important as well.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of things you can do in your yard, and I know that dads especially are really proud of their outdoor spaces, whether it's the lawn or the garden. And I think one thing that often many of us miss is we go to stores and we buy something that's really pretty, and we put it in the ground, and it doesn't do so well, and then we think we're bad gardeners. Mm-hmm. But if we start out with maybe a better idea of what works well in our area and install that, those become very beautiful and long-term plants in our garden. So going to a local small garden business or nursery are really awesome resources for finding plants that do really well in your area. Another thing you can do is just look around at what your neighbors have, and if those are doing well, they'll probably do well in your yard, too.
One of the things you should do is buy your father a good hose, because watering stuff after he plants it, that's something that's very important. Without water, it goes no place, right?
Yes, exactly. So making sure that you have a good watering system. You could also install a rain barrel to help with supplemental watering.
Ah, that's a great idea. Yeah, that's true. That's a fabulous idea. Yep.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of things you can do. And one thing I did want to touch on as well with an eco-friendly garden is using battery-powered tools. They're definitely trending, and trending for good reason. You don't have to mess with the gas and oil like you would with the traditional tools for a landscape, and so they're really easy to use and they're lightweight. And particularly for a lawn, Steel has this self-propelling mower that actually mulches, so it adds nutrients to the soil as you mow.
Yeah. Well, having a compost pile is a cool thing to do, too. Help your dad create a compost pile. I think that's very important. All right.
We have more tips on greenyourbackyard.com for more information.
Okay. Greenyourbackyard.com is the website. So we're not going to let you scoot out of here quite this quickly, because I want you to talk about tree planting and where you go to get the trees. It's okay to get, you know, we have plants and all that other stuff, but what about trees? They require special attention, do they not?
Well, trees, I would say they do, because they often cost a lot more than our regular plants. So you want to make sure that you're getting a good tree and one that's going to last a long time. So when you're looking for a tree, you want to find something that's healthy and not overgrowing its container. You want to find something that's rooted. And you can go to great nursery. I would go directly to independent nurseries, because all they do is plants, and they'll have a better variety, and they'll be able to help you with what type of tree that you might need.
Check out greenyourbackyard.com. Sarah Bendrick.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Goosebumps.
Not for me. I hate this movie.
Really? Well, I don't like the movie, but I really do like the music from it. Chucker's not with us today. This is Movie Moments on the DJV program, coming up to 54 after the hour this Tuesday. Gone with the Wind was the subject matter last week of our focus on HBO Max and the announcement they were going to cancel, or were they just deferring? I think they said they weren't going to air it anymore or make it available, and now
they took it off. Yeah,
I'm thinking that people got to them, so now HBO Max says they're going to return Gone with the Wind to its lineup of choices, but they're going to add an introduction by Taylor Classic Movie host Jacqueline Stewart, who is a black scholar. HBO calling quits to the movie, which was made, by the way, back in 1939. The debate is whether or not African-American cinema and media studies professor Stewart is right. She wrote a piece for CNN and said, I would provide an introduction placing the film in its multiple historical context. Well, is she the only one who's capable of doing that would be my question.
No, I think scholars anywhere can do that. Hmm. But I think the fact that she hosts a special segment on Silent Sunday Nights on Turner Classic Movies, and so she's
gives her credibility.
Yeah, and she's a professor of cinema and media studies at the University of Chicago. So I think it's kind of interesting. I don't like the movie, but I'm definitely interested to see.
So what would put it in the context? What would she say What would put this into context?
I don't know. That's why I'm really interested to know. This movie has been, you know, whether you like the movie or not, some people think it's the greatest movie ever made. You know, it's not for me. But it has, I think everyone across the board can understand and agree that it has definitely romanticized what that Civil War era area was. The slavery.
I would agree to that 100%.
You know, like the depiction of like the happy-go-lucky maid who wasn't, like, let's be honest, she wasn't a maid. She was a slave. Mm-hmm. In a maid's outfit. So, like, there are a lot of things that I think that people do need to talk about, especially for, this came out in 1939. This is, like, three generations later. If someone's watching this now, I think that providing context is important. And she also makes the point that is really true. You know, right now, the most watched thing on Netflix is that movie The Help, which a lot of people in the Black Lives Matter movement and other white people who also say, like, look, that's not a great movie for black people. The savior in it is, you know, little Emma Stone, the little plucky white girl who's gonna, you know, be the savior for the three black maids that the movie's supposed to be about. Viola Davis, after she did the movie, said that she regretted taking the role because she understood those characters really well, but in that movie, they don't really have a voice. And so it's for people who are trying to educate themselves right now by watching movies like that, I think that it is important to have some context, and maybe more people will watch Gone with the Wind and look at it through a different lens, and I think that's important.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. This lady, Dr. Stewart, writes, right now people are turning to movies for racial re-education. Top-selling books on Amazon are about anti-racism and racial inequality. If people are really doing their homework, we may be poised to have our most informed, honest, and productive national conversation yet about black lives, on screen and off. The film criticized, as you said, excuse me, for romanticizing that era. I remember when I was a youngster going to see Song of the South. Do you even know what that's about, Victoria? Have you ever heard about that
movie? I've never heard of that, no.
Okay. It is contextually the story about black and black workers, but it's set to a sort of romanticized story, and the fellow who is the lead, I can't remember the actor who played him because, you know, this was produced in the 1950s, but there's some wonderful music in it. There are takeaways. My point in telling you the story is that there are takeaways from some of these movies, even though the movie kind of got banned because it was considered to be racist. I never thought it was racist at all, and I kind of would like to actually go see it again. There was some wonderful music in it. It just was something I didn't know any better. If that's, I put that in closed quotes, I didn't know any better because I don't come from an area of the world that worries about racism or has. I was pretty open-minded and around a lot of black people, but anyway, I think that there are some things that may be lost because of the...
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.